We are five pitches into the game, and the Bronx and Aaron Boone is already yelling at everyone he can see.
Guy's lost his mind.
Did he get tossed yet?
No. Amazing restraint by the umpire. I thought for sure he was going to get tossed.
So I didn't really see how it developed on the field, but...
No, not a clue.
He's still yelling. I think he may have... Yeah, he got kicked out.
Oh, okay.
He got kicked out. He's gone. He's leaving now.
I didn't see the...
I didn't either.
The toss.
But it seemed like he was contending... Aaron Boone was contending that the umpire... was mad at Aaron Boone for something that a fan behind him said.
Oh.
That's how it came across to me, but I'm sure you guys will see it later on. Hey, by the way, speaking of baseball, Wednesday at Werner Park. All right, so there's a couple different things going on. What's the headliner, Josh?
Paul Skeens?
I say not so fast.
Oh. Okay, please enlighten me.
It is all about Kids Day at Werner Park on Wednesday for an 11:05 a.m. first pitch.
Love Kids Day.
7,000 children already locked in. 7,000 tickets sold to local schools. I mean, that's about capacity already, Josh. So you better, if you're looking to get to Werner Park and see Paul Skeens on Wednesday, you better get there now. You better go to omahastormchasers.com and click on that buy tickets for Wednesday when Paul Skeens is pitching. Because here, let's just take a look and see.
Okay.
I
definitely would assume, it's a day game. I can just walk up and get tickets.
Yeah. I don't know if that's it.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the assumption. Looks like everything down the lines are already... pretty much loaded up for them right now. But you can get, let's see. Yeah. Okay. You'll still be okay. But tickets are going fast. So get there to see Paul Skeens pitch. No word yet on Livy.
Just got to see your man, right?
I don't, it's a long trip. But her collegiate gymnastics career is. Indeed, over.
Now, is she going to take a break before becoming a full-time model, or what's the career path here? Is she going to enjoy the summer?
Oh, that's a good question. I think... Now, here's a question. Are people still models?
Do we have models anymore,
or is it
question.
Just...
I think
you're just a model
gonna,
on Instagram.
If someone can, she's going to try, right?
I don't know if
people
that's
are going to hire her to wear their clothes.
Yeah, but she's our well.
I guess,
okay,
I
is
guess
that a
is she...
model? Is that technically okay. a model? Because she's already huge on Instagram. Like her following is already bigger than that of any model,
mm-hmm.
right? So she could just continue to do exactly what she's doing.
I guess
it's a question of what do we label her?
Where is she going to?
What? Yeah. What do we label her?
What public? Thing is she going to go to now?
I don't know. Paul Skeen's girlfriend?
Yeah.
But she's, I mean, she's bigger than the show itself.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Who knows? No word yet on Livy. There we go. From the 402. Content creator.
My 402. Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's mm-hmm. just a content creator. But a good question that we just asked to you all on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed at Happer Show is... model a job anymore.
Good work if you can get it, but is it work
is
anymore?
It, like, do people still walk down runways?
Yeah.
Like, and that's their only thing? It's a question that we're all asking. Okay, back to Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule from Saturday post-practice. This is the one, you know, he's got, Rhule's good for like one banger a week, you know? One thing that goes really viral and the rest of the college football world will just look at it and they'll say, man, this guy just rips off quotes. He is crazy. He does. He is really good for, like, he'll get the college football world talking.
Absolutely.
Once a week. Just wait till Nebraska's good.
Yeah, and like more people are listening to him week in, week out. Yeah.
People are really going to start talking at this point.
What we already know, America's going to know.
Here's Matt Rhule when asked, Now he has 100 scholarship players, 100 scholarship caliber players, and none of them have gone into the portal. He asks a question back to the local media, and that is, why would you go anywhere else?
Well, I mean, why would you go somewhere else? I mean, you have the best facilities in college football, an elite education, the best academic services I've ever been around, elite life skills and player development, the best nutritionist in football, one of the best strength coaches I've ever been around, elite sports science, elite medicine. Coach, you want to go to the NFL, you have a bunch of coaches who've been to the NFL. Why would you go anywhere else? You have the best fan base in college football, the best media base in football. You're going to get covered here. Like sometimes kids will say, I'm thinking about this. I'm like, all right, go play in front of 25,000 people and play in obscurity. Like, I wish the teams we placed, like, I like to listen to their player interviews. No one else, make sure you guys know you have a good too, but like, our players have a good. Like, no one else has 5 players every Tuesday and Wednesday getting interviewed. Like, so when you come here, you're getting those opportunities to build your brand. What's that, they call it now? Build your brand. Like, you're getting opportunities to get yourself out there. Like, we have guys that do, they might do a radio show. They might do this. Like, again, why would you go anywhere else? You have everything you could possibly want here. There's 2 conferences that are dominant in college football. You're playing in them. You know, it's all right here. So it might be right for some people, and I say that all the time, right? But our job is to make this an elite place. And again, so many often people, the player, the people that love them, they get so caught up in, am I going to play the opportunity? And I always say, are you being developed to be a pro? Your time will come. Are you being developed to be a pro? There's so many kids that go into the portal and schools recruit them with promises really just to be a backup. People are like, hey, we really need a backup. We really need a backup right guard. And then they leave a place where they had it really good and they go somewhere to wear a helmet for a year and be a backup. And some of our guys, if they want, I'm always going to support them no matter what. But we have it so good here. People say to me, like, oh, coach, I hope you stay. And I always say, well, I hope you say that in like 2 or 3 years. But also, like, why would you leave here? Like, you get to live in one of the best states in the country. Like, everything's safe here. People are nice here. Other than, a little wind here and there. You know what I mean? Like, I have an easy commute. I got, elite facility. I mean, that building, when we finally move in, my office is nicer than my first house. So I think it's really important that, I believe in gratitude, like, to be really grateful for what you have and not spend a lot of time worrying about what other people have. And so I hope that's why the guys haven't gone in the portal. And we'll meet with guys next week. And if guys, coach, I'm really worried about my playing time. I won't make anybody promises, I won't make promises I can't keep. But I'm sure a lot of our guys will want to stay.
He did it. He's full Midwestern. Josh, it would be really nice outside. If not for that wind, it's kind of bare. It's 12 degrees outside in January, but the sun's out. Matt Rhule walks outside. He's like, man, it wouldn't be so bad if not for that wind. He's a full Midwestern. Thank you. We've done it. Doesn't it feel great? We've taken an East Coast boy and we've made him one of our own now. He talks like us. He acts like us. He's appreciative of us. He says we're all nice. We're all Nebraska nice. Jimmy on the YouTube, love this guy. God, I hope he succeeds. Love this guy. It's as good as it gets for Matt Rhule right there. Somebody should go to his press conference every week and say, Coach, why do you think Nebraska's good? Or maybe even, don't even lead him to it. Just say, hey, Coach, what do you think of Nebraska just as a place? And then he'll just rip into the 6-minute thing about how good it is and why they have it so good. Oh, man, this is beautiful. This is one of the things I appreciate about him, though, because he really is appreciative of all the things that they have here and all the tools that he has been given to be successful, because I don't think it's always been that way for him, whether he's been in the NFL or in college at places that are just a little bit tighter in terms of budget and things like that. Like you said, he's had to do the whole coach path, right? And now he's at a place where everything is at his disposal. He's like the primary. He basically is his own boss. He's got a new athletic director now that he's more familiar with the place than Troy Danan is, or probably that Troy Danan will ever be at this point. But I appreciate him. Why I appreciate him is because he brings that perspective to the table. He makes it clear. He goes, hey, guys, it's not like this everywhere. It's at practice on Tuesday when they send out the media advisory and they say, hey, Tony White's going to be talking today, and like Chief Borders and Bly Hill and Nash Hutmaker, they'll be the players that are selected to be available today. And then 42 people show up. It's not like that everywhere. I don't think I've heard a coach talk about it that way before. Most of the coaches who have come here, who have stepped in that chair before him, have said that exact thing is actually what sucks about this. And they've had more success than he has so far. You know, it's been good for them. The media has been on their sides at times, and they still say, boy, I wish there wasn't all this stuff. And you know what he says? It's an opportunity. He might not like doing it. He might be lying straight to our, like, and he's, by the way, he's not talking about him. He might not like doing it. Twice a week, I talk to the media in April about practice. Like, is this, come on, what are we talking about here? But you know what he does? He spins it, and he says, actually, this is an opportunity for our players to build their brands. This is an opportunity for our players to do something that maybe makes them a little bit uncomfortable. And you know what I bet he turns that into? I bet he goes out to recruits, and he says, hey, you want to go to the NFL, right? What is the through line of every Matt Rhule press conference? He always talks about developing people for the NFL. Always. And so you know what he probably says when he actually goes to recruits' houses instead of sitting in his chair and waiting for them to come to him? Shout out Coach Prime. He goes to them and he says, here's a good example of how we can get you prepared for the NFL. We're gonna make you talk to the media. We're going to let you talk to the media. Because when you go to the NFL and you're the starting quarterback in the NFL, if you don't talk to the media, you get fined. You could be having the worst day of your life, you know? But you got to do it. It's an obligation. It's a part of the deal. And you are going to have to say the right things, and you're going to have to learn how to defend all your teammates while defending yourself, while defending your coach, while knowing that everything you say is under a complete and total microscope, and then it's going to go viral if you step out of line and if you say something wrong. You want to be prepared for that? Come to Nebraska. We got that to offer you. It's basically the national media all in one, just tied right in there. So,
and a little windy.
And it's of course a little windy as well. So this is example 700 of him taking something that has been viewed as a bugaboo of Nebraska, like a glitch of Nebraska, a bug of Nebraska, and instead he says it's not a glitch. This is a good part.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that's pretty cool.
I'll turn the fishbowl into a positive. I'm mm-hmm. Matt Rhule.
Mm-hmm. My name is Matt Rhule. Thanks. Once again, every week or two, he's in for just one of these absolute bangers of like, here's why Nebraska's good. Let me remind you again. And you're like, damn, this guy's good. This guy gets it.
I like this guy. I like him a lot.
Yep. And so, I don't know. Like, just, I'm thinking big picture. I'm thinking 40,000 foot view. At the end of the season last year, I thought to myself, gosh, we're going to be kind of in for a long one here. You know, they lost their last four. He's talking about how, you know, it's going to, this progress is going to be linear and you might not be able to see it. So like, what's the best we could expect next year? Six, you know, it had the makings of this is going to be a long off season that leads to, boy, what's the best we can really hope for. And I don't think he's strayed that far away from it. But in the meantime, they got a five-star quarterback. They also lost their athletic director, so there was a huge like bleep storm in the middle of this entire thing. And yet he continues to preach the same thing day by day by day, and you just like him for it. And that breeds the positivity. Once again, we're going to get out of control with the Dylon thing after a while, because we'll convince ourselves that these, you know, unlikely things are possible this year for him specifically.
That's right.
But my positivity is
4 Heisman trophies. Nobody's ever won that before.
My positivity for this season is not about him, really. It's about, like, I'm excited for him to be in that spot, mm-hmm. but somebody was going to have the spot. If Nebraska's quarterback would have been Kyle McCord, the guy who was going to be the quarterback this year before Dylon changed his mind at the last second.
People forget.
I'd be pretty excited about this year. I would be.
Mere competency.
Maybe it'd be tougher to, maybe it'd be tougher to, like, convince yourself that, like, the really top end things are positive are possible this year, maybe. But, like, it's in the guts of it, you know, like, it's in the DNA mm-hmm. of it. That's where it comes from. So that's a good thing. And so Matt Rhule, just every once in a while, just we're going to probably go starting after the spring game. We'll probably go like at least 6 weeks and we won't hear from him for a little while.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
My ask of Matt Rhule is that you just drop in. Doesn't have to be a full on press conference. Just drop in and, you know, drop a bar for us. That's all.
Like,
so I can say bars. Bars.
Bunch of scribes He's catching spitting. It at moving day at the Osborne Legacy Complex or something.
Yeah, by the way, so you know what he did last week? And he was talking about the media. You know what he did last week, right? He invited the day-to-day media out to
the scribes.
Yeah, the scribes to break bread.
Oh.
Have a beer.
Really?
On us. Yep. The whole coaching staff was there. Hmm. The whole support staff was there. Rhule was there. And he said, come on by and we'll just talk about whatever
chop
you
it up.
Yeah, whatever you want to talk
Some
about.
Ancillary
it's
ancillary background
like,
questions.
Yep, it's all off the record.
Yep.
Like it is whatever you want it to be, but let's hang out for a couple hours.
Wow.
To the media. You want to know why people like him? He knows the buttons to push, man. Like, and
hey,
I'm not...
can I make a request that we do this at Chili's?
Yeah, we're going to run out of whole Chili's just for you, Steve. Like, I'm not saying that the media can be, like, you know, coerced, because I think we have a lot of smart people in the media corps, including one that we're going to talk to in a half hour. But this is just how you do it. This is just how you do it. You let people in. While at the same time, he gets to stand up there on Saturdays after the greatest scrimmage that the offense has had in years, according to him, and say, I don't really know why that happened. I wonder. It couldn't have been because of our 5-star quarterback. So he can still be like, yeah, I'm not telling you. And there's the boundary. Mm-hmm. What did he say? There was a question last year. I think it was Mitch who asked the question, and it was something about how, I don't know. I don't even know what it was about, but he stopped them and he goes, ask the question. I don't like to dance around. Just ask the question.
Just ask it.
Ask the question.
It's fine.
Let's have a normal relationship.
I was the coach of the Carolina Panthers.
Uh-huh.
It didn't go well.
Mm-hmm.
I was
and
asked,
I'm going to own it. I'm going to own it.
I was asked questions.
Yeah. They told me to get the hell out. I'm going to own it. So, like, he's got the weirdo football coach thing where he has to kind of be that guy at all times, but you also increasingly get the sense that he's a pretty regular guy, you know? And that works here. It just works.
If only it weren't so damn windy.
I can't imagine. If you would have told me 18 months ago when Rhule was hired, like, this fit could not have been any better. It could not have been any better. Mm-hmm. And he's the type of guy that could fit into where he's kind of a chameleon that way.
Sure.
Like, he's an East Coast guy, right? But, man, he embodies the Midwest thing. There's a connecting piece among all of us. He just found it and accentuated it. So, yeah, I think it's pretty good. Let's take a break.
Let's.
Enough Kool-Aid for now, but
For now.
We'll keep dumping it down your gullets as we continue throughout the week, including our spring game roundtable, which is coming up on Thursday afternoon from Oscars. Come have a beer with us. We break bread with you. Wow. Matt Rhule breaks bread with us. We break bread with you.
What a system.
What a system. Back after this on 1620 The Zone. But first, the road to the NBA Finals has begun. And new customers can go on FanDuel to go on their own playoff run with $150. That's a nice little stockpile there. Just place any $5 bet and you get $150 in bonus bets. That's win or lose to use during the NBA playoffs. Have the Lakers figured something out to have a lead against the Denver Nuggets for a good portion of the game? My guess is no. But maybe you think they have for some odd reason. Maybe you think they won't get swept. So you can bet on that in the FanDuel Sportsbook first basket scorers. You can't bet on Anthony Edwards to say a bunch of derogatory things to Kevin Durant, but I wish you could on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Head to FanDuel.com/Happer and get yourself started. FanDuel official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 and over present in Iowa. First online real money wager. Only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.